It's my own downfall.
A perfect way to kick off the 8 o'clock hour here at Ocean 100. Jimmy Buffett and Margaritaville. And good morning. We have been waiting for this moment for what seems like months now. And as a little background, my friend Lenny Gallant and I had a chat back in the summer about the possibility of Jimmy Buffett coming to Prince Edward Island, to Ocean 100, to appear on the show in the morning and debut some tunes. Now, unfortunately, Jimmy passed away not too long ago, but we're still able to do this, which is just fantastic. I want to introduce everybody to my friend, Prince Edward Island recording legend. He's in the Order of Canada, ECMA Award winner, Juno nominated. This man is world traveled, and we are so proud to call him our own, Mr. Lenny Gallant. Welcome, sir. It's so good to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Amazing. And of course, we are going to chat about your time with Jimmy, sure. Putting this album together, a couple tunes, one of them very, very influenced by Prince Edward Island, Portugal or PEI.
You could say that.
Which we are going to debut here very soon. But first and foremost, how have you been?
I've been great.
What a ride, eh?
It's been quite a ride, and it's been a crazy year, actually. We've been super busy all year long with various projects and touring and recording. And I feel good.
Now, I know many, many people know Lenny Gallant, and I'm excited that you're here to share the music and stories as well. But maybe you would just give a little background for listeners, where you're from, kind of how long you've been a singer-songwriter, and some of the folks that you've had the opportunity to work with over the course of your career.
Well, I'm from Rustico.
Yes.
And I started writing songs, I think, when I was around 13 or thereabouts. But I've got something like, I don't know, I think, what is it, 14 albums out, I think, at this point.
Yes.
Most are in English, a few French ones as well, and we just released one French one. I've worked with quite a different number of people, and I've been fortunate enough to work with and share the stage with a few well known artists along the way, just through song circles and things like that. People like Lucinda Williams, Patty Griffin.
Yes.
I got to play with David Foster and his band. That was a lot of fun. Those guys were amazing. Once the song circle with Roger Hodgson from Supertramp, and cool. But then on the more local level, I really think the East Coast music, people who are involved in the East Coast music are world class all around, mm-hmm. and it's been so much fun to just hang out and play with the local people, everyone from Ron Hines to Bruce Guthrie. I toured with Misha Brugger Gosman, and mm-hmm. So it's a real great community here, the way people interact with each other, and I think it's kind of, most people from across the country really envy the East Coast for the music that's here and the way people share it and support it. It's awesome. Yes.
So Jimmy Buffett is also on that list too, obviously. And you guys, now this didn't just all happen this year. Take me back to initially how you and Jimmy came into each other's lives.
Well, Jimmy recorded a song of mine from my Open Window album. He had heard it apparently. There's two stories that kind of blend here, because there's a Prince Edward Islander by the name of Joanne McKenzie, who was a cook on various boats around the world, and she was a cook on Buffett's boat. Was playing my music down in the galley one day, and he came down and said, "Who is that?" And became very interested in my music. Then he was on a TV show in Canada, a Pamela Wallin show, and the producer was a friend of mine, Mary, and I had given her some albums. That if anybody ever passes through, I said, on the Pamela Wallin show, because Art Garfunkel had been there not long before, so apparently she gave him an album as well. So those two stories kind of blend, and somewhere in there he became very interested in my music.
And this is Mademoiselle right here in the background.
Yeah, and he recorded. I got a call from his company, recorded that song, and then we started chatting, back and forth. And became friends and hooked up in in Toronto. Met up in Toronto, and I got to play with him on stage there, sitting on a surfboard, him and I and Mac.
Cool.
singing that song, and that was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun.
And as Darcy had mentioned, you have so many accolades. You've accomplished so much, including being inducted into the Order of Canada. Met and performed in front of so many people. What was it like to be on the receiving end of that initial call from Jimmy Buffett saying that he wanted to write songs with you?
Well, there is an interesting story about that call, because that the first time Jimmy recorded my stuff, and we hung out back when around the time he recorded Mademoiselle, that was quite a while ago.
Yeah,
I think it's almost heading on 20 years ago.
Yeah,
and we hung out a fair amount then in Toronto, and then he came to Nova Scotia to do some surfing, and we got together there and had a lot of fun. I cooked up some lobsters, and we had a jam session, and then I met him again in Nashville. But over time, you know, he has a busy career, and I was busy, and we kind of, you know, didn't communicate much, and then I hadn't heard from him for a long time. Then a year ago, I was up in Mont-Carmel in PEI, and it was not a very good telephone line, and someone was outside cutting grass or something, and the phone rang, and it was this very odd area code. Normally, I wouldn't answer it, but it was such an odd area code that I answered, and I said, hello, and this voice come on, he says, hey, Lenny, how's it going? And I thought he said, it's Jimmy Doucette. And and my mind is going, Jimmy Doucette, my mind is like a Rolodex flying, and I'm thinking, who the heck is Jimmy Doucette? And he says, yeah, listen, I've been thinking, I think we should write a song together, so are you up for it? And I'm like, well, first off, you know, I get a lot of requests, and you're just too busy, and I'm trying to be polite, but I'm trying to listen. Well, I'm kind of busy, I'm saying, and I think we should write this song. It's called Portugal or PEI, and I'm thinking, Portugal or PEI, what a strange title for a song, and why would I want to write a song called Portugal or PEI with somebody named Jimmy Doucette that I never met before, and I'm telling him, well, I'm kind of busy right now, and I got a tour in Alberta. Yeah, I looked at your website, I can see that, and then he just keeps on trucking as though I hadn't, you know, been putting it down, and so it went on for a while like this, and I'm thinking, Jimmy Doucette, and then he said something. He said, yeah, well, listen, we'll talk later, and I'm getting my seaplane. And I said, seaplane? Oh, my God, I'm talking to Jimmy Buffett. But then he was gone. And I said, I think I just blew off Jimmy Buffett, you know.
Whoa.
And so I'm thinking, so I texted him, but never heard back, which is not uncommon because he's a busy guy. Never heard back for like 3 months. And 3 months later, I get another text, and it's Jimmy texting Paul Brady in Ireland, who's an awesome songwriter, wrote songs for Bonnie Raitt and everybody. He's texting Paul Brady, and he says, hey, Paul, Lenny Gallant and I are writing a song called PEI to Portugal. You want to get in on it? And I go, yes, okay. It's still happening. Okay.
Incredible. And we will play that tune coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll have more with Lenny Gallant as we're chatting about his involvement with the new Jimmy Buffett album, which is due out next Friday. This has been fun so far. Can't wait to get to the tunes.
Something new, something fast, something delicious at your local Robin's Donuts location. Introducing Robin's new flatbread pizzas made fresh daily and cooked a crispy...
And to avoid bankruptcy and get back on track. For a free consultation, contact us today at solveyourdebts.com.
We've got a mix of sun and cloud today. Some wind gusts up to 50 and a high of 16. Tonight is cloudy. Chance of showers late this evening and overnight. Wind becoming lighter by midnight and a low of 12. Tomorrow, clearing. I think we'll see some sunshine and a high of 15. Right now, it is 9 in Summerside. It's 10 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And we are pleased to be joined by Lenny Gallant today. Lenny spent some time with Jimmy Buffett while Jimmy was working on his what would turn out to be his final album that he made while he was alive. Not a lot of people knew that he was sick. Hey, Lenny?
No. Yeah. He did not want people to really know about mm-hmm. it. When I went down to... He invited me down to Key West to record on the two songs that I had a hand in. And he was going through treatment then, but positive man, he was very in a positive state of mind, and he was like that. Anyone who speaks to him, he did not want to dwell in any trouble mm-hmm. that he was having. In fact, I didn't really know what was the problem, and because he didn't want to talk about it, you know, with anyone, what exactly was what was ailing him up until he passed, really. It was really inspiring to be, you know, around somebody and to know somebody like that who was just always being so positive and full of life. He was actually, even at that point in time, he was still out surfing. He gave my partner Patricia and I, who came down with me, he gave us his beach house in Palm Springs to stay in for a week. We were writing songs for our new Francophone project. Mm-hmm. He gave us his house, his studio. He gave me a beautiful guitar to play, and it was pretty cool. To be part of that. I remember one morning we heard some noise. We got up, there was a little gym in the ground floor, and he was down there working out. Wow. So despite the fact that he was ailing, he was still rocking.
And tell me about the song we're about to play now, Portugal or PEI. How did that come to be?
Well, as I said, it was his idea, and the song kind of bounced all around here and there, and he brought in Will Kimbrough, awesome songwriter, mm-hmm. who's also co-wrote Bubbles Up, and of course Mac McAnally, Jimmy's band leader, and they did a lot of heavy lifting on this song.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was just happy to be writing with these guys. They're awesome songwriters, and Jimmy was kind of like the ringleader of the whole thing. He put the title out there, and we sending ideas and mixing things around, and I like this, you change this. It was really interesting, very elliptical kind of approach to writing. And you're kind of sitting there, is this going to work? And then suddenly it just all comes together, and I go, wow, that was a lot of fun. And it was really interesting how it turned out.
And I love this tune. Let's play it. This is off of the new album out next Friday, co-written by our own Lenny Gallant. This is Jimmy Buffett, world premiere, the first time this is being heard anywhere, right now on Ocean 100. Portugal or PEI, Lenny Gallant and Jimmy Buffett. It's Ocean 100.
I guess that I was born with that nomad gene. There's very little of this planet that I have not
seen. Where am I gonna go? Till then I'll be in the conga line. Where am I gonna go?
Oh my goodness. Lenny, I listened to the song last night about 300 times while I was putting all of this together. Just a perfect Jimmy Buffett, Lenny Gallant song. And that's exactly how it comes across. It's like you can hear the Lenny Gallant influence, because I mean, I've been listening to your music for years. And of course, Jimmy just intertwines. It just lends itself so perfect to one another. So a terrific song.
Well, thanks. As I mentioned, there's four people in writing this song, mm-hmm. but it's great to be part of it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and that's cool. Now, you were going to come up to the island, too, to visit with Jimmy. Or, sorry, not you. Jimmy was going to come up to the island and visit with you.
Yeah.
Were there any spots you were going to take him to here?
I was going to take him all over PEI. We talked many times. You know, he was originally going to come up in June, and then he rescheduled it to July, and I had talked to we had talked about the Cavendish Beach Music Festival, how he should play there.
Yeah.
And I'd talked to the guys who run that event, and they were excited about the possibility, and he was going to come that, and then he rescheduled again for August, and it kept rescheduling.
Yeah.
And I realize now, the reason he was rescheduling was because of his health, doubt. And he was going through treatment, but he, as I said, never really public about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, 8 days before he passed, he texted me and said that he was going through some treatment, but he was still hoping that things were going to turn out well, and was I free in October? Because if things went well, he was hoping to get up here in October. So I was thinking, you know, okay, well, it sounds like things are improving. I knew there was some trouble, but I had no idea when I got the news. You know, it was mm-hmm. quite shocking.
And I have to ask, in anticipating his arrival, were any of the locations mentioned in Portugal or PEI on your list of places that you thought he should see?
I don't know if I really thought a lot. I mean, of course, being from Rustico in this
area,
that's
the place to be.
I certainly was gonna take him there. He, you know, one of the phone conversations we had, video conversation, he really liked my sister Karen's artwork. So when I went down to Key West, I brought him a couple of prints, and one was of her uh, interpretation of Rustico Harbor was one of the prints. So I wanted them to bring him to show him where the actual place was in Rustico Harbor.
Yes.
And he really liked my song Peter's Dream and claimed he was going to record it at one point. And so I wanted to show him where that song was born and things like that. And I was hoping to have the opportunity to take him from one end of the island to the other, really. And so I'm glad we did that. We got Malpec Bay in there, and we got Singing Sands down there in Surrey.
Yes.
And so it's cool that there's a certain amount of the island got put in there.
Absolutely.
Well, we have another tune to play coming up in just a few minutes called Johnny's Rum, another one that you co-wrote. So we'll have more. Lenny's here until 9 o'clock this morning.
We decided that waking you up with 70s, 80s, and 90s would work a lot better than blasting you with morning breath. The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Today.
Ocean 100 world premiere of Johnny's Rum. It's a brand new song from Jimmy Buffett, co-written by Lenny Gallant. I guess, Lenny, a good spot to start was who's Johnny Holiday?
That song was co-written by myself, Jimmy, and Mac McAnally is in on it as well.
Okay.
But Johnny Holiday, a lot of people in the English world don't know him, but he was a massively popular star in France, probably France's biggest rock star.
Gotcha.
They often call him, as it says in the song, you are more than the French Elvis in many ways. He patterned himself after Elvis. And innumerable albums and movie roles, and he's been on so many magazines. Iconic. So famous that when he died, almost a million people showed up at his funeral.
Wow.
And he lived in St. Bart's, where Jimmy also has a place.
Okay.
And they became friends, and Johnny passed away a few years ago, and he's buried on St. Bart's, right near the bar that's mentioned, JoJo's now.
Okay.
Now, I knew a lot about St. Bart's because I had sailed there a number of years back. I was a crew on my friend's schooner, and we sailed from Nova Scotia to Bermuda to St. Bart's, and that was a pretty wild trip in November.
I would say so.
And we had some adventures there, but that was back when what they call the old St. Bart's, before it became such a favorite destination.
Yeah, tourist trap.
Yeah, and Jimmy had a hotel there called Hôtel de Rocher. I didn't know him then, but we had a lot of fun there, at places there. And so Jimmy and I talked about the old St. Bart's a lot. And so I think that's why he asked me to be part of that song, because I knew the territory and I knew who Johnny Holiday was. It was fun writing that one as well.
It is, though, a unique, I was asking you during the break about your own songwriting process and collaborating with others. It must be unique each time that you do that, because not everyone follows that sort of same pattern. So yeah. Tell me a little bit about the process in co-writing with Jimmy Buffett and kind of how that song took shape.
Well, Jimmy, it was interesting. Jimmy sent me videos of himself walking around St. Bart's. He sent videos of where Johnny Holiday is buried there, and his gravesite is just festooned with flowers and mementos. People all around the world, they go to St. Bart's to go and pay homage to Johnny Holiday and this graveyard. And so he sent me a bunch of videos and talked about his feelings about it and so forth. And we actually went back and forth with a number of melodies before we struck on this one. I'd sent something down, and Mac loved it and jumped on board and really brought the whole thing home. And then between the three of us, we jockeyed back and forth, like what this should, where this should go, where that should go. It was an interesting process, but a lot of fun, I love working with him because it all seemed to be a little bit elliptical, and all of a sudden, bang, there it is, the focus, and the song is complete, and it's pretty cool.
Very cool. The album is called An Equal Strain on All Parts. It is due out next Friday. You can pick it up, you pick up a physical copy, you can stream it, all that fun stuff as well. We have more with Lenny Gallant. We're going to play a tune of yours that has a pretty good story to go along with it, and it's a song that Jimmy enjoyed as well, and we'll get to that coming up next. Cool. This has been great, Lenny.
Hey, thank you.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Planning your ultimate escape. The world is waiting when you fly YYG.
70s, 80s, and 90s are Ocean 100.
And it's 8:48. We are back with Lenny Gallant. We are chatting about the new Jimmy Buffett album that's out next Friday. Lenny co-wrote a couple of songs on the album, which we've played already today. And I do want to ask you this before we move on. You got some dates coming up. Where are you playing soon?
Well, we have an East Coast tour all over Eastern Canada, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, PEI. Yeah. Anyways, keep it a little closer to home this time around. But and the dates are all at LennyGallant.com.
LennyGallant.com.
And here on PEI, we're playing the Confederation Center of the Arts on the December 21st, and then Summerside on December 2nd at the Harbourfront Theater. And it's a multimedia show. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We update it every year. You know, we always have some new songs and mm-hmm. stories and stuff. And the shows here last year were all sold out, so I hope people are going to get on board.
They will. Oh, yeah. They will, Lenny. It's always a great show, and always look forward to it.
And I do want to ask this. I know we're approaching almost the end of our time this morning, and I know you've got so many stories to share. I wanted to ask, when we lose somebody, it's just human nature that we want to keep their memories alive. And I think that when someone's an artist or a songwriter or a performer, their creations, their songs, their words continue to live on, which is significant. You know, their mm-hmm. their mark is left in the yeah. world. Can you talk just a little bit about the impact that music has? And then I guess my next question, in your successful career and all of the albums you've written, is there a song that you are most proud of that you've written?
Well, you know, it's kind of like asking which of your kids you favor. But there's a number of my songs that on any given day I might mention. I really like Pieces of You. I like Which Way Does the River Run, because it's my song about Canada. But I suppose probably the one that's got the most notice in many ways is a song I wrote about about the environment, the fishing industry, and my hometown, Peter's Dream. And yeah. It was entered in the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame a few years ago, and that means the world to me to have a song of mine and amongst so many of my heroes.
And when you're out, people must speak to you and let you know how meaningful, like, or how they connect with lyrics or
yeah,
melodies.
Well, it's that kind of stuff that keeps you going. You get emails and letters from people all the time to say how much your music meant to them, and whether it was played as someone was passing or someone was celebrating something in life, a moment in life. And it means a lot. It means a ton to get those stories, for sure. Yes.
And we'll play out with one of your tunes, a new tune called On the Minnehaha.
Yeah.
And this has a fantastic story to go along with it. So why don't you tell us about it?
It's got
that.
A real PEI story. Kirsten Neuschaver, South African, amazing adventurer. Sailor, she decided she wanted to enter this race called the Golden Globe Race. It's probably the world's most dangerous sailing race. One person on a small boat all the way around the planet. Once you leave port, you can't touch land again. You have only navigation that was available before 1967, so only a sextant, no communication with the world, and off you go by yourself all the way around the world. And she found a boat in Newfoundland, needed work. Because of COVID, she ended up almost being stranded on PEI for an entire year. She met a bunch of islanders, in particular a guy named Eddie Arson, who was a welder machinist, and a bunch of other people here who helped her get her boat ready for an entire year, fell in love with her dream. She ended up entering this race, the only woman of 16 competitors, mm-hmm. and didn't she win? And when she was going around Cape Horn, one of the most dangerous places in the world, I wrote this song for her and recorded it. And I guess when she was arriving, she didn't know she was in first place till she won.
Wow.
Because there's no communication. And she actually had to take a day and a half off to save a fellow sailor who was in the race whose boat suddenly sank. And still she came out on top. When she arrived in port in France, Sable d'Olonne in French, they were blasting my song through the sound system. She had never heard it before. And then when they had the big celebration they were playing it again. So that's pretty cool. And she was on PEI 10 days ago to visit her friends. And we went out sailing on Malbec Bay. which is part of that song that you heard earlier, and took some video. We're going to put that on YouTube there probably in about a week or so, and some other places that I wanted to take Jimmy around to that we never made it to. So Jimmy was a big fan. I told Jimmy about her, and he loved her story and followed the race. He liked the song, but he sent her a letter of congratulations after she won, and I think he liked the idea of her because she did it her own way. She didn't have big sponsors. She found her own way to make this happen, and that's kind of his career, finding it. You know, he found his own way. He started it. Didn't really happen for him in Nashville, so he just cut his own path, and I think that was awesome that happened.
All right, well, let's play it. Lenny, thank you so much for coming in today. You're welcome back anytime. And you just keep fighting that good fight out there, my friend. It is always great to see you, and what a great project to have been involved with.
Yeah, no kidding. I kept pinching myself. Is this real? You know, I feel so lucky to have had the chance to work with him and all the other amazing songwriters. And siren
song on the Minnehaha. Thanks, Lenny.
Place where she belongs, only the stars will guide her now. Only the wind.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha
ha. I made Lenny stay. I made Lenny stay because someone asked, texted in, and wanted to know what the significance of Minnehaha is.
Minnehaha is an indigenous word, and it means laughing waters, which is why there's all the ha-ha-ha's on the song.
Okay. I get it now. All right. Perfect. Yeah. Thanks so much again for hanging out with us here today. Like I said, you're welcome back anytime. An Equal Strain on All Parts is the album. It's the new Jimmy Buffett album. It is out next Friday, November 3rd, and our own Lenny Gallant co-wrote a couple tunes on the album.
It is an awesome album. You know, I love all the songs on it, and I think it's one of his best.
Fantastic. And he's got over 50 albums to his name now, so that's a lot to be said. And his first album that we'll be greeting posthumously, so a little bittersweet, but great to have you in here today and chat about it.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thanks so much for being here.